Food prices are rising at an almost unprecedented rate. As to how long this is going to continue?
Yet to be determined.
And USDA economist Matt McLaughlin says it really is impossible to predict food prices beyond a few months now because there are so many forces at work influencing them.
There's an ongoing conflict in Ukraine that has yet to resolve. Its total impact on wheat markets as well as fuel markets and energy markets is not completely identified yet.
But so far, they've pushed food prices up. In this country, bird flu has resulted in millions of chickens and turkeys having to be destroyed. That's boosting poultry and egg prices. Cattle producers are reducing herds because of drought and high livestock feed prices. Less beef means higher prices. As to forces that might cool food price inflation,
the Fed has increased interest rates. This could tighten the money supply,
which Matt says might reduce demand for some foods, might put a little damper on food prices.
So we still have to see how these things play out.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.